Oh, good. I got the good group. I got the good group, Stan. I can kind of extend out there a little bit. Good morning. I hope everybody's doing well. Glow says hello. Yeah, make sure you tell her that I transferred that blessing. Did we mention Lorraine graduated? Where did she go? Did she go out? Did Lorraine graduate? And that we're all one in Christ Jesus. All right, good. Praise Jesus. Amen. All right. I just want to share today. By the way, we had a good time in men's fellowship yesterday, right, Derek? and it really never got off me. So I like to be able to share like this today. You know, Christian said something, and I hope I wrote it down. And it just used to scare me. If you are in an impossible situation, you are where you're supposed to be. You scare me. But that's exactly where you're supposed to be. Because you don't belong to this world, and you don't belong to this realm, and you don't belong to the natural man. You belong to a special man in Christ Jesus. And it's only in possible situations where you're going to find the faith of God and be comfortable with it. Instead, it's scaring you to pieces. Like, I know how that is. Right? Especially the first few times it comes, it scares you to pieces. It's like, I thought I was supposed to be blessed. And it scares you to pieces. And God said, okay, just next time we'll do better, you know. And so hopefully at least about 20 years after, but you got people like Valisa who's getting it pretty quickly. Some people like Valisa who is, don't have to wait 20 years. Because impossible is impossible, right? I mean, it's like there's no way around it. You know, either God's going to work for you or you're going to go down under the circumstances. You know. But that's not the atmosphere that God's trying to create in us. We were talking about this whole atmosphere, and spirituality is this atmosphere, you know, and this atmosphere starting, you know, Jesus told us in Psalms 23, I know it was David, but surely goodness and mercy, or the atmosphere of goodness and mercy, is going to follow Cannon all the days of his life, right? So there's going to be around Cannon this atmosphere there of goodness and mercy and revelation and truth and life and eternity. This atmosphere of eternity and revelation and life and light. This whole atmosphere. Right? Cloud by day. Fire by night. It's just an atmosphere. Somebody said, I don't see any clouds or any fire. Oh, the atmosphere of it, because it's going to be around. And it catches you, and you start to dwell in eternity, and you start to see an eternity. I was laughing at Kristen Davis this morning. Kristen Davis, since I'm calling your name, let me pray for you. Come on. You know, with Bible study was so good yesterday, right? See, Derek says, yeah. So God's given Christian a download about that Bible study. Great day. That she'll understand it and comprehend it in the spirit and in revelation, right? He's given us an atmosphere even right now, but God will give her an atmosphere to understand it, that she can comprehend it by the life of God that's inside of her, and she'll see it just like God sees it. You know, that's a miracle, right? Brains can't get it. Brains can't get it. Brains can't get it. The natural man can't get it, but God is putting an atmosphere in her to catch it in Jesus' name, right? Self will get dethroned, right? Self will get dethroned in the life of Christ. The comprehending life of Christ will catch it now in Jesus' name, right? It's a substitute, you know, God substituted for us, not only in our sins, he's substituting for us in our life and our ability to comprehend. You know, you need his mind to do that, right? So, devil, we need a living substitute. Not just one that died for us. We need a living one, right? So that kind of comprehension is coming to Davis. That kind of comprehension is coming to Davis. And she'll understand things of that realm because God's mind is being imparted to her. She'll have to suffer some to get it. She'll have to suffer some to get it. But thank God for it. She'll welcome the suffering. You see why I like this group? She'll welcome the suffering and say, God, thank you for the privilege of suffering with you. So I can comprehend you in Jesus' name. Okay, good. Oh, yeah. I messed up the head. Chris, wait a minute, Chris. Yeah. My whole point in this, and James can tell you, when we're at B's house, at first we were talking about football and sports and drones and, you know, technology stuff. And then as soon as Rob opened the lesson, we got in another realm. The atmosphere changed. And this is a part of my thought for you. The atmosphere changed. So the ingredients that God uses to make a cake is nothing human in it. The ingredients for him to make bread, there's nothing humanly mental in it. I'm going to feed you with a loaf of bread, but there's not going to be anything natural in it. There's not going to be anything man-made. There's not going to be anything man-thought. It's only my divine mind is going to get into the ingredients to make this bread. And so when you eat it, Taba, it's going to be living. And it's going to change your little feeble thinking and makes you think like me, right? And so I was laughing at Chris. This is where I started. Chris said, BJ wouldn't tell me about the Bible study, Saturday's Bible study. And I'm going, he couldn't. Because we had, when we get in that, we get to another realm. And unless you're in that atmosphere or in that realm, there's no comprehension there, right? It's like day and night. It's as far as the east is from the west. There's no comprehension until God's grace can miracleize your mind. I'm making up words. That sounds pretty good, right, Nick? Miracleized. I've been miracleized. It's been miracleized, Top. I've been miracleized. Spiritualized. That's the only way you can explain it. Because as soon as you drop back down to the natural and try to break it down in the natural, you know, you just lost God's convert. You got to bring people up to it, not you go down, right? People have to come up to his way of thinking. Remember, it's only his ingredients can make bread, right? I'm the bread, Jesus. I'm the bread of life, right? I'm the bread of life. And so you have many in churches that have never tasted living bread. We were saying things yesterday like, we're going to frame this lesson. We're going, God, how'd you do this? But really, it's getting framed in our hearts. and you can't articulate it unless they come into the same realm. God gives them the same grace to come into the same realm as he's calling us to walk in. And so we're starting to, by the grace of God, become obedient. By the grace of God, become obedient. By the grace of God, become obedient. Because there is nothing in James's nature that's obedient to God. Not one drop. The only obedience that James is going to actually walk in is as Christ plants a different kind of obedience inside him and he follows the Lamb. As he follows the Lamb. Okay, so there's so he imparts obedience to you.
Yes.
Right? Because y'all know how Shelley is. Shelley says, tomorrow I'm going to obey, I promise. Right? Tomorrow I'm going to do it. I'm going to obey tomorrow. I got it in me. As soon as somebody say to her, I saw you with him. I saw you. As soon as this gets to the crucifixion stage, say, wait a minute. Say, hold up. So I thought I. Until the Holy Ghost put a different kind of obedience in your heart. Now, in my weakness, I can obey. In other words, it's my weakness, but his strength to obey. See, Pastor Love, I said, I like this group. We got to learn to love weakness. You got to learn to love weakness. Because Derek's a big man, right? Derek's a big man. I think I got him by maybe a half inch. But, you know, here's how the world counts strength. I got something in me to get this thing done, right, Tony? I got something in me to get this done. You know, I remember when one of the big linebackers died of cancer, and they were like, he was a big man, but he couldn't beat cancer. Well, you can be a bigger man than that beat it. In other words, it's not the size of your frame. It's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual thing. Right? So Peter could not follow Christ to the death. He didn't have, it's just like us. He couldn't go through that kind of suffering because he was too strong. Are y'all listening to me? He was too strong in himself and not weak enough in God that God's strength can take over. You see why God won't allow you to go through certain things? Because he's like, my capacity isn't in Geraldine yet to overcome that. So I can't let that come her way. The opposite side of that is, if he allows it to come our way, my capacity is in Geraldine. But it's never going to be Geraldine. Can y'all follow me? So I take the cloth off. And I reveal your nakedness. It's like, God, thank you. I thought I was stronger than that. No. You see why Paul could glory in his weaknesses? The strong man started to come up out of her. Christ himself started coming out of her. You know, now I can be obedient to death. Even the death of the cross. See, Jesus had to go through that. He depended on God's strength for him dying on the cross. He didn't have any in himself to die that way. Follow this. Can you see where Christianity and mankind and Christianity is all mixed up? Raquel wants to just do everything and she's a go-getter. This is just an example. But Christ is saying, slow down, let me work it through you. because my working is going to get you to the point where you can endure some stuff in my name. Well, you can endure some things. You look, there's some things I can't even let you see right now. We did the study the other Saturday, and we love that verse that says, you know, I know, God says, I know the plans I have for you to give you hope and a future, right? And you think that's just God's going to, you know, pour down something. Let me put it another way. I know my plans. I know what you're going to have to go through. Because to give you a hope in the future, you got to go through stuff. And I can't even show you what you got to go through yet. Or you faint and just kind of go fishing. I'm talking real Christianity. Listen, he said, the works that I do, you're going to do also. But guess what else you're going to do also? You're going to suffer also. Because if you don't suffer with me, you'll never reign with me. And so he's got eternity in mind for us, Karen. He's got eternity in mind for us. I have no other reason or purpose in your life, but I'm painting eternity in the scope of eternity. And I don't care, you know, what men say or what men think and how they treat you, whatever, but I got eternity in mind for you. This eternal life, this grand life in Christ Jesus, this walking on water, this doing, what's the word I use, miraculous something? Miracleized. I don't care what it takes for you to go through, but you're going to be a miracle thing. Yeah, I can bear this out in scripture. So we're walking in this totally different economy. This life of grace, this resurrection life, this miracle life, this walking past ourselves. This place of eternity. And God's showing us the way. Now, he's the Lord. It's just amazing. He's going to give us touches of eternity. And so that we'll see that we're not just made for temporary times, but we're touching eternity. We're touching things that happened before the fall, right? Eternity would happen before the fall. And then what happens after, and then what happens when everything's consummated. I mean, we can touch all that stuff now. And Christianity was meant to be that way. So we're walking with Christ in a whole new realm. And the cross is everything. B, I liked that lesson yesterday. Anybody got a cross on? Nobody's got a cross on? I won't embarrass you or anything. I just want to make an example. Just nobody here? Nobody? Oh, that's good. Because I was going to embarrass you. Let me just put it like this. Tony, even come up. Mike, even come up here. And so here's what we got to see. They both have crosses around the necks. God's doing it. One cross, in one sense, is for, of course, forgiveness of sin and such. And that we've been reconciled. That's one cross. But here's the other cross. Tony, walk around the room. D, can I get John 1? John 1. Tony's walking. See, got one. You already feel me. You already feel me. Keep going, Tony. Keep going, Tony. Tony knows what he's very efficient, you know. He's counting the steps. on his watch, right? is that the first one? Okay. The next day, John sees Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which take away the sin of the world." Right? That's Pastor Mike. Thank God for that. It's going to heaven, you know, took away the sin of the world. Thank God for that. What's the next one, D? Again, the day after that, John Stewart, two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus, what? As he walked, and saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Right. Now, one of them just took the lamb and stayed still. The other one start to see how he walked. This is the lamb, both the lamb, thank God for going to heaven. But are we following the lamb as he walks? Are we walking the cross? Are we walking the crucified life? Are we walking the suffering? Are we walking people talking about us and we turn the other cheek? Are we walking it, or are we just like Mike, smile? Yeah, are we just smiling, you know? Smile, Mike. Mike just moved into a new home. Smile, Mike. Keep walking, Tony. Smile, Mike. His new home. Oh, my goodness. That's powerful. Great day. It's a spirit. She just took my message. Yeah. Pastor Mike says, personal then. It's personal then. What you got, Bernadine? Make sure you say it. It's personal then. Watch me. Yeah. Day. Watch me. Keep going, right? Because see, now you got the cloud and the fire, and now you got, you know, it's and while he's walking, because we're feeling that, it's not enough to behold him like that, and now you have to start watching him, you know. There's a first day work of salvation, but then there's a second day work of salvation, right? On the first day, behold the Lamb, take away the sin. The second day, watch the Son as he walked, right? This is, what's the difference? If you watch him, you're going to want to walk with him, right? I'm talking about the crucified suffering. Remember, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, right? So he was a suffering. Keep going, Tony. He learned obedience by the things that he suffered. So you have this group of people who beholding him is not enough. And really, Mike said it's personal, and he's so right. Why? Because you don't know of a person until you start walking with him. You don't know him. You don't know him. You might know about him. Right now, Raquel's knowing Tony, right? Because he's walking, how his steps are, how his actions are, how his gait is, how his memory is, you know, what color watch he has on, you know, how careful he is of this and this or that, of slipping or whatever. It's a whole different thing. You see the power in John 1. A lot of the body of Christ is still just in day one. Never touched the fault. Never touched it. Never. Who said that? Never follow. Never follow, right? And so, listen, Deborah. Even if you mention the word suffering, they cringe. Mm-hmm. They cringe. No. We said, Jerry, hold it. Because it hasn't been ingrained you know, even though I touch them, I'm going to heaven, I'm still kind of living like the world. Because his ways is totally opposite of the world. Completely opposite of the world. In other words, to live his life. See, Raquel to grab his shirt. Grab his shirt. To live his life, she's got to be touching his power. You understand? Right? And then after a while, she starts walking like him. Right? Her clothes will start turning blue and black. Her hair started to grow. Are y'all following me? You get the natural. Pastor Jerry. Here's Jesus saying, follow me. It's Jesus saying, I just want you to follow me. Right? Keep grabbing his shirt. Yeah, don't let him. Mm-mm. If he go up, you're going up. You know, if he go down, you know. I love what was said this morning that this stuff can come on you in a moment. It can come on you in a moment. That's what, don't let him go. You might go through a year and a half of like, why am I going through this? And then in a second. That's what we call endurance. That's what we call endurance. You got to walk out every day. Keep walking. We got to walk out every day stuff with him. And then suddenly comes Derek. An endurance. So your year and a half seems like nothing. During that year and a half, you were suffering. But you weren't complaining. Okay, yeah, you're getting deep into my lesson. But you weren't. You're getting deep in my lesson. Okay, yeah. If you, we knew what suffering would do, we would beg for it.
Come on now. Jesus.
If we knew what endurance was, we would beg for it.
Hallelujah.
God, get me out of my humanness and put a spiritual endurance inside of me that I'll follow the Lamb wherever he go. Let's put that scripture up there. Keep going, T. There's something about it. Amen. 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 Jesus. This is crazy. I hardly have to say anything. Great day. Okay, Amanda. Yes.
I didn't know what it meant, but I saw, you know how the kids, they tell you, your parents tell kids, you can't follow on my skirt tail. The Lord showed me us following on his skirt tail this morning.
She didn't know what it meant, so that's a lesson to us, because y'all don't know what I'm going to minister. Rockies. And they'll go, just all you gotta do is follow me. Listen, Derek, I'm meek and lowly and humble of heart, and I'm gonna give you rest for your souls, but you just gotta follow me. I'm talking about following him into his sufferings. See, you say, oh yeah, I'll follow you as long as the goodies come. I'm talking about follow him. I'm talking about like they did when they called him a devil, when they called him, you know, blasphemous, when they call him illegitimate, and he never said a mumbling word. He never complained. He never defended himself. He never defended. He never said, this is my right. Stand. It's my right. Can you follow that? See, can you follow that? See, now, can we follow that? See, this is Geraldine, the grace that's on this house. You tired yet? Come on, man. Keep going. I was going to get her next time. Derek, can you let Shelly go for a second? Watch this. This will mean something to you. This will mean something to you. There's a grace, quick prayer. There's a grace in this house to follow. It's a grace to follow. There's a grace to follow. Follow. See, the natural man, you know why that's a grace? Because the natural man don't want to follow. I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about every person in here, and if it's 1,000 in here. You need a grace to follow. That's why that's so powerful right there. That's why that's so powerful. The atmosphere, the grace of following is so powerful. It takes a grace to follow. You know. Amen. Follow so close to me. The shadows become one. I'm talking about even in the affliction. I'm talking about even in the suffering. I'm talking about good times and bad times. I'm talking about trust in him that we need some of that stuff to follow him correctly. It's just a grace to follow, right? It's a grace to follow. It's just a grace to follow. Look, in my fallen state, God, I don't know how to follow. I confess, I don't know how to follow. I don't know how to follow. I follow you too. I need some weakness. I need strength to follow. Because as soon as I try on my own strength, I get maybe 3 steps. Oh, I get a mile, but I can't go 2 miles. You know, I don't have that kind of. Yes, sir.
Just to emphasize this, when I first came out of the hospital and Tony was with me, helping me, walking me. But here's the thing. The difference between what you see now and what was then, self. Self had a big play in it. He would have me walk, and I got to the point, I was like, I can't do this no more. I didn't rely on God. Amen. to continue to help me walk. Amen. I was relying on self. And as I relied on self, after a few, not even 5 minutes, I'm tired. I can't do this no more. I got to stop. I got to stop. And Tony had to say like this, you can do it. But if you're going to quit, go ahead and sit down. We, in this Christian walk, instead of doing as Raquel was doing, continuing to hold on and to continue to stay with and continuing to walk, we have a tendency to say, I'm tired of this. I ain't doing this no more. They're not going to continue to hurt me, to continue to abuse me, and continue to talk about me. I'm stopping.
See, this is what's marvelous about this morning. You hardly have to say anything. You know, they're walking in your spirits, the atmosphere, your spirit's picking it up. I don't hardly have to say anything. That means there's a presence here. That means this, and we always have to have this presence, right? We stand up. We always have to have this presence, right, with us. Oh God. Cheryl. We got to die for this presence. I'll die for this presence, you know. When I left men's fellowship yesterday morning, I couldn't get it off me. And like when Kristen was asking you, I said, she can't get it. And God has to set up the right. See, that's how poor we are. We can't make it happen. It has to be a heavenly environment. Come on. Amen. Right? So as we continue to link with Pastor Jerry and keep linking with each other, watch what happens. Watch what happens. Just watch what happens, right? Because the environment, Robert can be in Spain and Bernadine can be in Egypt. But the environment is no time, you know. So they say, oh, Robert, I can feel that teaching Robert just did. We're countries apart in the natural. Yeah. But in the spirit, there's no difference, right? So here comes the spirit of following on this man. So, look, I'm not going to expect anything out of Stan unless it's in the spirit. It's got to be a spirit of following on him. Somebody said, why won't he follow? He just been hard here. You know what? We all are. God, give me that spirit. Hard head and self-sin. Give me that spirit. Give me that spirit. And put that new fire in me. I don't have nothing to give. I have nothing to give you, God. I got nothing to give you. 14, Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Keep going, Tony. Keep going, Rocky. Even if you have to push Tony, I know he's younger than you, so he needs some of your strength. Listen. Remember Revelations? That whole 144,000 thing? Do you know why they're special? By the way, that is not a literal number. That is not a literal number. You know, it's 144 is 12 times 12. 12 is the number of government. It's government in its fullness, right? In its fullness. In other words, I have no confidence in myself. I'm one of the 144,000 in that God has put a mark on my head. And I have no government over my own life anymore. That his government lives inside of me, yes, and I'll follow him wherever he goes. Yes, when his government is inside of me, this government gets inside of her. She's one of the 44,000. I'll follow him. It's an internal thing. It's an internal thing. There's a grace of following, right? These were not, they were not defiled with women or with the world, for they are virgins in that sense. They are those which follow the Lamb. And look, stay up here. He's following the Lamb, not the lion, not the power, I'm following the one that's sacrificing his life, who's meek and lowly, and who's tender. And never I said a mumbling word. That's the one I'm following. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. In other words, God saw the problem with fallen man's pride before the world was founded. And he set it up. So we would think God's going to bring a billion angels, the strong angels. He said, no, here's the mystery. I'm going to conquer that dirty, dark world with all the power and all what they think they have, technology and bombs and this wisdom. And they think they're smart. I'm going to kill it with the Lamb. Yes, sir. You know, he can't picture it. There's this world and chaos and everything, and God sends a lamb. What kind of wisdom is that? What kind of wisdom is that? You can't put nothing on his back. He confounds the wise, doesn't he? Quantum physics. I'm sending a little bitty, weakly little lamb to conquer that. You know what? You know how you're going to conquer situations to come your way? You got to come with like a lamb. You got to be meek, humble, turn the other cheek. That doesn't make sense to man. It doesn't make sense to your carnal nature. Not at all, Tony. Lamb slain. The lamb slain, right? The lamb slain. You become the lamb slain. They talk about Robert. Go ahead. And somehow, the wisdom and mystery of God, that person that talked about it, 5 days later says, I can't rest. You didn't retaliate. Why? That thing's getting bothering me. That thing's bothering me. That thing's getting inside of me. How can you act like that when we called you a Judas and we called you this and that? We did you wrong. But all you did was bless me. It's the wisdom of God. Tava, come on. You got something? Oh, I thought you had a thought. I won't let it go. You know, when the granddaughter of Flossie has something to say, I want to. Listen, P. Mike, stay with me, P. Mike. Do y'all see why? Stay with me, P. Mike. Yeah. Yeah.
I had a dream about you last night. I had a dream about you. We were in this building, and you were bringing people to get fed. And I was signing them in, and you was giving them food. You was giving them food. And after a while, this lady came with this huge flatbed. And I said, Taba, we don't have enough to fill that. Ron, you want to come up here with me, please? But you were so excited about bringing those people. I mean, it was, I don't know where you found them, but you were just bringing one after one. And I was had this form, what do you call it, three form. I gave them, tore off piece to keep and gave them a peep and gave you one. Of the people that came, where's Ron? And come over behind me, front of me, however. And the lady with the big flatbed came. And I said, look, we don't have enough. Ron appeared. Ron said, we'll go get it. We're going to give her, and we're going to fill it up. And I woke up. So there's a filling up in Ron. Because he said, we're going to fill it up. And there's a grace on this woman to bring people to be fed the living bread. I mean, the joy that was on you in my dream. Oh, my God, it was awesome. It was awesome, Taba. I mean, you're talking about a grace. You're talking about an anointing. And I believe that meant the people just going to follow you. The people just going to follow you as you have followed the Lamb. As you follow the Lamb. And as Ron stands as the elder of this house, he's going to make sure we are fed and filled. We're going to get filled. We're not going to be lacking anything. We're not going to be lacking anything. He's going to see the lack. And he has come to, oh, no, it's filled. We have enough. It's going to be full. He's done it already, Pastor, to a certain degree. But it's going to be full. But there's more, Ron. There's more. There's more to be released out of you. There's more. But that endowment, you receive it today. That endowment to bring people to get the bread of life, which means you've got the bread of life in you. You're full. I mean, the line of people coming to get bread and be filled. And the lady with the fat bed. I said, Ron, I said, Taba, we don't have enough. We run out. Ron came and said, oh, no. There's more. We're going to fill it up. I mean, those great big old box. The others had little bags. But this lady came with a great big box. And Ron said, oh, no, we're going to fill it up. And I woke up. I had the dream this morning.
You got something? You sure?
Yeah.
So even with the following, when they was walking around, and you were talking about the lamb, it also had to demonstrate how Jesus, the Son of Man, followed God. Even though he made and created everything that was made for him or by him, he humbled himself to the point where he said, only thing I do is I do what my Father does. I'm only going to watch and do what my Father does. The lamb is doing the same thing, just like what you were saying about he came as a lamb. So the lamb came in a humble and meekness way that we have to do the same thing. And that's what Rocky did when she grabbed Tony. Even though she was following Christ, Christ was following the Father. We have to follow behind Christ so we can understand as we go around. That's why he said enter into his suffering from another level. The very thing that we've been running from, God is saying, I want you to learn how to embrace it because I'm going to give you the strength and the power. See, we after Christ for the resurrection power. We want the gifts and the power to lay hands and all this stuff. But he said, no, I want you to come the opposite way. That's why the miracle is not taking off like we want to in the natural. He said, no, I want you to come and understand my suffering first. That's why he's looking for peculiar people. Why? Because you got to be peculiar to understand to I want to embrace suffering to understand the cross. So that's why the manifestation of the cross has been so important in this house. Because God said, my foundation is what my son had to get on in order for you to articulate anything in a different language from heaven. So that's why it has to be understood that the lamb has to come first. Let me start, because, man, this thing is cool.
I know. We can tag team. That's good stuff right there. The lamb that was slain and the foundation of the world. And now he's starting to put that lamb nature in you. He's putting a lamb nature in you. Miracleized. Lamb with the lamb nature. Listen, I want to turn the other cheek. I want to turn the other cheek. In the natural, we don't want that. We want to fight. But once that lamb nature, his image starts getting in us, 144,000. And you know what I like about those 144,000? They were around the throne. You know why we don't have a throne conscience? We don't have a lamb conscience. Derek had this great thing yesterday. You know, we've been bit by Satan, but brag about it. That's how deep the deception is. We've been bit by him and don't realize how hard it was. So we're not going to follow anybody until that grace of God comes. Grace is a miracle on the inside. Yes, ma'am. Thank you, God. 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 Right? See, we're used to thanking him for, you know, $5 or, you know, which is good. That's okay. But when he starts putting change in your disobedient, hard, unloving, selfish nature, and make it meek and lowly. That's the freedom from bondage. That's the power of the cross. Not just forgiveness. Eradicating. Listen, remember, this is from before the world was founded. It's like God said, I knew all along. That sacrifice was even in heaven. In other words, I cleaned heaven with it. Where Satan fell from? I cleaned heaven with that thing. I saw it before time. So you didn't think I saw you? I know the plans I had for you. To follow me in my suffering. Oh, and the revelation from heaven about it is, I really need that suffering.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I need it. Otherwise, I stay in my selfish ways forever and ever. Let me know if you got more. It's that kind of day. Let me know if you got more. Shelly May?
We were at my granddaughter's birthday party yesterday. And for a moment, I just got dazed watching the kids just play. And just having a ball, just running all over the place, just playing. And got a revelation. The Lord began to speak to me. I just started praying for the kids, you know, and the Lord began to speak to me about the kids. And he said, who can they follow? And will you fight for them? Now. But I had a dream about a bunch of kids playing pool. And they were in a pool hall with smoking and drinking and everything. And the sticks were bigger than them, but they were just playing pool, boy. And I was like, God, that dream is crazy. What is this about? The kids playing pool in a smoky pool hall. And then when I was yesterday, when the Lord said to me, who can they follow? And will we fight for them now? I began to understand the revelation of the dream. You know, how far are we willing to let them go? You know? Yes. And when Lori started opening up her gifts, every time she opened up a gift, she would jump up and down. And she would tell that person who gave her the gift, thank you so much. You know, and the Lord said, are we thanking him for their gifts? You know, are we making sure?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. But here's the essence of what I'm saying to this morning. The biggest gift you can give to your child is to let them see you suffer. For this deal. That's the biggest gift you can give. That's the biggest gift you can give. And see, listen, I mean, even the mood in the room is like, am I really to go? Am I going to go that far? I don't have to do all that. Am I going to become meek and lowly? Stay with me.
God is so good, and he's so patient, and he's so kind. And the lamb is willing, because if he's the lamb, he's willing to slow up his pace so that we can catch up. Tony has long legs, and it was a struggle. It was a struggle to keep up, and it's like, Lord, but he's like, do you see? I think the first one, it's like, I got to run to catch up to when we weren't touching. I got to run. He's allowing PWM to run. He's been allowing PWM to run up. I mean, this is not just Sunday. This is the year he's been allowing us to, you know, some of us have seen this, and we're running towards him. But then along this course of this impartation, he himself has pulled back as a lamb and allowed us to catch on. So with that, we got to suffer. Then as I walk, and then I'm like, okay, I'm like, then the appointed time is going to come. We'll never get in front of him, but our steps will match. And when you sit, and then you said the shadow pause, like, yep, that's it. So, yeah.
Come on. Impartations.
Feel like I can say a little bit about last night, but when Tabla came up, the book that really guided us past this world on Saturday morning, the first sentence that I grabbed hold of from Ann Capps, Charles Capps' daughter, she said that her dad would tell her that would become a time where we won't have faith because we will see the science of it. And when you came up, you were in that fear, aren't you? When we came up, I saw you walking in the science of it, but the science was the faith of God, where you just walk in it. And so on Saturday, God allowed us to get into the science of it, where we were so far in that rim. It was the comprehension of it was easy. That's what Deborah kept saying. We're able to understand it in that realm. And if I could go out, I couldn't even share it. Mm-hmm. You know, even when you said it, I said, I can't even express it. Right. Because he allowed us to get in a realm that we never been in before, but it was easy. Mm-hmm. So it's like we got into the science of faith on Saturday.
Follow me because my yoke is easy. Now, I'm going to get you into another round. But are you willing to follow me? See? Like Pastor Mike says, we've been duped. Christophoric. We've got to become Christophoric. It's another realm. Right? It's another realm. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Surely goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Hallelujah. There's something else you need to share. What else? Okay, what else do I have? Do you have something else too? Or you? Go ahead. Rob, one more time.
Okay. So in order to follow, it goes back to this word that we love in the earth. It's called independence. See, the independence has to die on the cross, and that's one thing that we want to hold on to. But in order for us to really get born again, we have to get rid of that word. There's no independence when you're following. There's no independence in following. You just got to follow. See, but see, even when we say that we're dependent upon it, it messes us up because we're so earthly that the very nature of that word makes me sick. I just want to follow. See, just follow the obedience of God and say, no, I'm just going to follow, period. No thinking, no earthly revelation or understanding. I just want to follow. Let me say, God, this stuff is good.
All right. So what I'm going to do here is have D flash up my notes, because either there'll be a recap or add on. I can't remember at all. Then Pastor Jerry needs to close because something is inside of her. The church is that in which God's eternal counsels are to be fulfilled, and the church is based upon the cross. Okay, don't go and know it. Don't go anywhere yet. Before the fall, God saw the cross and the need for it. He saw the church. He saw us. Jesus was slain. In other words, the remedy for the fall I already got. The problem has been that man doesn't want to follow that remedy. They don't want to follow the cross. They still want to be independent and figure out their own way, or the whole bless me club kind of thing. Let's go, D. All that means just comes back to one thing. Will we follow the Lamb wherever he goes? Period. If he goes in the, Shelley, remember the dream? If he goes in the forest, I go with him. If he goes on a mountaintop, I go with him. Listen, if he goes to hell, I go with him. Are y'all following me? Through the storm, through the flower bed, through difficult situations, through bad, good situations, I'm going to go with you, Lord. When you go through the bad situations, God, that doesn't feel any good, but I'll still go. In other words, We will accept the cross and all its meaning for the very reversing of everything that was contrary to God's purpose, right? We got to reverse that which is contrary to God's purpose. That's the world you live in now. It's a reverse world. God has purposes. You live in a reverse world. Can I say that again? You live in a reversed world. It's upside down. It's reversed. Listen, the reversing of the very constitution that's in you, that's contrary to the mind of God. It's not just an act problem for how you act. It's how you're made. It's your very nature. Your constitution is in reverse. Now, and that's good news, that's bad news, but it can be good news. That's bad news because, you know, God, I can't help from acting like this. It's good news that that's what the gospel and the cross is all about. But you got to acknowledge it. Can you just acknowledge I live in a reverse world and I'm a reverse person? It says here, it's so terribly practical that it's almost unacceptable to any part of our being. In other words, when I say to Cannon, turn the other cheek, his being is going to revolt. Hard. That's how practical it is. It's, you know how practical, you go out and go to the store and it's going to hit you right in the face. The Lord tells you and me that in opposition and in affliction and suffering heaped upon us by other people, we are to be perfectly meek. Not rising up and reacting in the heat of our own temper and hurt feelings and our pride, but in meekness we are to accept it, allow it, and commit the whole thing to the Lord and just suffer. Lord, whatever you do with it, you do with it. I'm following you. I'm not standing up for myself anymore. Come on. But see, that's not in our constitution, is it? Listen, there is this unmanageable something that is in the very nature of creation which does not submit to God. Some unmanageable thing in here that I just self that won't submit to God. Somebody said, yeah. It's all of us. Disbelief and disobedience is the very nature of man. It is the shot. It is shot throughout the whole universe. In other words, it's not just in man. It's through the whole universe. You can go anywhere. It is selfhood come to life. It's selfhood come to life. Somebody says, that me? Oh, yeah. Do I have more D? We have to be reconstituted to suffer, to understand the prevailing note of true redemption. When the Spirit of Jesus Christ, God's Lamb, right? Lamb really does prevail in our hearts and gets a victory there. When the Lamb overcomes inside of us, the ground is provided for God in his own time and in his own way to exercise the infinite power in every situation. It might very well be that people will come back and say, look here, because of the way you took it, somehow or the other, I have had a miserable time, right? Somebody took it and said, I had a miserable time because you took it in love. God has had his lamb opportunity. How many are won that way? Yes. The Lamb wins.
Yes, he wins.
The Lamb wins. Thank you, D. Hallelujah. Pastor Jerry. Lay hands on who you have to lay hands on.
Lay hands on. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't have to lay hands on
but I need Deborah to come help me. And Sarah, pick this up for me, baby. It's a little bit heavy. Put it on my shoulder, please. Stay with me, Deborah. Can we find joy in the cross? The scripture says, for the joy that was set before him. Tuesday morning, I was crying like a baby. God, I can't take this no more. And I fell on my knees. And when I fell on my knees, I felt the Lamb. I didn't realize it until today. But when I fell on my knees, because I can't take this anymore. I can't take this anymore. Then the Lamb came. Then the Lamb came, y'all. Then the Lamb came. Sarah. Then the Lamb came. The Lamb came. And instead of crying, B, I started laughing out of nowhere. What happened? My constitution changed. Something in me flipped. Something in me flipped. And I didn't know. What did Paul say in Thessalonians? In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. You can go for self-independence. You can go for I can't and I won't. To Jesus, whatever you want. I'm the Lamb. You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth. Your constitution changes. Mike, for a minute, I'm not going to tell you no story, y'all. For a minute there, Derek, this was too heavy. Yeah. It was too heavy, the weight of it. I went in the living room. I was trying to put the nozzle on it. And she'll tell you, if you don't light it up right, it. And I just, he worked it. Look, he bit me. He bit me. He bit me. How long you going to keep taking this? You said he was going to heal you. You said by his stripes you healed. He bit me. I said, God, yes. See, I'm responding to the devil. I said, God, yes, you said. By your stripes I'm healed. What's going on here? I can't take this foolishness anymore. And I'm crying like a baby. And then the Lamb. All of a sudden I found myself on my knees. I don't even know how I got there. But when I hit my knees, I started laughing. And I heard that scripture for the joy that was set before me. I endured because he saw this moment here. He saw it. He got a purpose. Oh, I'm healed. By his stripes, I am 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 healed. That's a reality. That's a fact. But the truth of the matter, he's working something in me. He's working, changing my constitution, y'all.
That's good stuff.
Michelle over there, 40, 51 years old, can tell you about this woman. Changed my constitution. Weak. Got to depend. Can't do much for myself. Not by myself. Come here, Shanique. Not by myself. Can't do it. So when I come, I take my shoes off. Y'all know that, right? So I try to look a little decent in the center. So I put some socks on the mat. What I got. So one day I get here. I can't lift my leg up. And I can't bend. And I'm crying again, y'all. God, I can't even put my own socks on. Can't put my
for myself. Mm. And here comes this child. Mm. And she gets down on her knees. Mm. And she said, the Lord told me to tell you, it's an honor for me to bow at your feet and put your socks on. You don't know your constitution change can change somebody else's constitution. It can help somebody else. Oh, it's heavy. It's heavy, y'all. The cross ain't light. Here, you take it a little bit. The cross is not light. You know, we want to give it to other people. I want her to take this. Now, I can't do this. That's your Nick. She's young. Let her carry. No, it's my cross. This is mine.
Oh, my God. It's
He's changing.
Yes.
He's changing me, Tom.
Yes, yes.
That's good.
He's changing.
Yes.
He's changing. When John fell to his knees on the Isle of Patmos. See, we can't do this stuff standing up.
No.
We can't do it. Come here, Darren. It's my son right here.
Mm-hmm.
Stand, get back on your knees, baby. Mm-hmm. Right here before mom. Mm-hmm. See, you can't do this standing up.
Right.
The Bible in Revelation said, and John fell to his knees. And then when he looked up, he saw the Lamb slain.
Mm-hmm.
Before he saw anything else around him, before he saw the elders and all that stuff, he saw the Lamb slain. Slain from the foundation of the world. Around the throne. He didn't see Jesus around the throne. See, because Jesus is still walking the earth trying to help us. But he saw the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. I'm here to tell you, when you take up your cross, you touch eternity.
Yes.
Yes,
eternity is coming out of this world and out of the natural.
The Lamb world.
Yes. And going into the Lamb world. Going around the throne.
Jesus.
Going around the throne. Mm-hmm. I found myself around the throne Tuesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
It shifted. Yes. The whole atmosphere of my apartment shifted. Mm-hmm. Eternity stepped in. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
On,
if you get joy, what Chris said this morning, I'm right where I need to be. Wherever you are, you're right where you need to be. That eternity can step in. Now, you can come out of where you are and live in this world. But if you stay where God has placed you and allowed to come upon you, because nothing comes your way or my way without his approval.
Yes.
He has to approve me with this oxygen tank.
Yes.
He has to approve it. He got some choice vessels in here. Stand, come up here. He got some choice vessels.
Oh,
Devil, you can touch his body.
Yeah.
I know my stand. See, he round, he bragging. He up in heaven bragging with the angels. He's bragging. That's my man. Stand the man. That's my man. Go ahead. Yeah, you can do that. See, the doctors thought this would be one thing, but see, he already knew. He already preordained how it's going to end up from the beginning. Our end, what he said, I know your end from the beginning. For you began, I knew your end. And everything in the middle. We got some choice vessels. Come on up here. We got some choice vessels in this house. Hey, we got some choice vessels. Oh, we got some choice vessels in this house. We got some eternal people in here. We got some people that go into infinity. They go into infinity. They pass time. They go out of this world. They leave
Lord
themselves. And they go out of this world. And they go into eternity. It's only in eternity that you can walk as a lamb. Do it in this world.
That's good stuff.
Can't do it in this world.
That's good stuff.
In this world, he was Christ. Mm-hmm. But in eternity, he became the Lamb. In the world, he was Christ. But in eternity, he became the Lamb. You've got Christ, but you've got to turn into the Lamb first. After Mike accepted Christ first, Tony with Tony.
He's good.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. He turned into the Lamb. some choice vessels in this house. Chris Chosen. Kristen Davis. Kristen, what's your maiden name? What's your maiden name? Kristen Make. Meek. Meek.
Meek.
And messed it up. Kristen Meek. Meek Davis. Chosen. Come on, stand with your husband. Chosen. Chosen. Chosen vessels. Chosen vessels. Chosen be. George Davis. Where George? Okay, George, what's your middle name? Your maiden name? George Clark Davis. Boy, a choice vessel.
That's
right. She called him Dodo Robo. She out now. You boy, he boy. You boy, a choice vessel.
Yes.
You didn't give, he didn't just give you a son.
Right.
He gave you one of God's choice vessels. Yeah. Because before the foundation of the world, I knew on May the 19th, 2019, that this man is going to stand. He's going to stand. He's going to stand. He's not going to give this to B. It's probably light for B. Put on his shoulder. Put on his shoulder. It's probably light for B. That's probably nothing in B. See? It's probably nothing to be. My shoulder. you know, I thought it was bad in that thing, but, you know, he knew. See, what he's going through right now is light. light affliction. Light. See, this is light to be.
Jesus.
See?
Yeah.
It's light to him. Light affliction. Yeah. What he's going through. Yeah. But it's a choice vessel. He chooses us to go through what we have to go through.
Yes,
chose you, baby.
Yes.
Flossie May. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. He can count on us. Derek Ferrante, he chose you. He chose you. He chose you. He chose you. We're choice vessels. Choice vessels. Choice vessels. Rainy, choice. Choice. Chosen. Chosen, Rob. Chosen. Chosen. Chosen, y'all. Lord have mercy, chosen. Lord have mercy, chosen vessels. Chosen. Everybody in here, I can call all y'all names. Chosen vessels, Carolyn. Chosen to see the Lamb, to be the Lamb, to walk in eternity now. Now, y'all. We're talking about eternity when God's government is in control of your life. And you can leave this world anytime you want to. In your spirit man, your inner man gone. Your natural man be. Sometimes, Mike, you know what I do? I say, okay, flesh, have your way, I'm gone. Have your way, flesh, I'm gone. I'm out. I'm out. So the internal, the natural man wants to do some stuff, but the inner man, Paul said that I would be strengthened in what?
My inner man.
My inner man.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, flesh, stay here. I'm gone. I'm out. I'm out. So you can't let flesh dictate to you. Eternity is mine now. Now, not later. God's putting a mark on every one of us in here.
Amen.
He's chosen every one of us. Choice vessels.
Yes.
Leah Cannon.
Thank choice you, Jesus.
Jessica Cannon. Choice vessels.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Chosen to walk.
Amen, Jesus.
To be before the throne of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
chosen. The Lamb was at the throne.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chosen to be at the throne.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, yes.
Chosen. We thank Him.
Yes.
Thank you. With joy this morning, we enter into eternity.
Thank you, Lord.
With joy. Put that in my cup.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Go away, chosen. Listen, we are special people, peculiar people. What doesn't make sense to the world, we're grabbing hold of and not letting go. You know what real strength is to go the opposite course of the world. That's what real strength is. You know, when you were talking, I thought about Abram. And the sacrifice, God told him to kill his son, and he said, don't do it. I provide the lamb. And when you were,
you gave us that incident. God supplied the lamb for you. We're breaking through. Father, we thank you for this heavenly substance that we're starting to partake of. Has nothing to do with flesh and blood. Has to do with eternity. Valisa, if you can come up real quick. Has to do with eternity and the flames of the fire of the throne will begin to just encapsulate on the inside of us. And that major changes are coming very soon. And God, we thank you for the authority and the grace and for the weakness and that she found her strength in you and you alone. For the grace that's coming, we thank you for the change, but Father, for the uplifting and the glorification of man in Christ Jesus. That the law of the Spirit of life in Christ is setting her free from the law of sin and death. We thank you so much. We glory in this walk. We glory in this walk. How can you be so good, God? How can you be so good? You erased and eradicated the damaged and brought us into this endless life. In Jesus, Jesus' precious, precious, precious name. Amen, amen. Valisa will swing high, swing chariot. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
It has to become real, the authenticity of our praise. That got that this morning while we were in worship. The authenticity of our praise has to be real, and it has to become real to us.
This too is worship. Bless you guys. Amen. This was Sunday morning. Amen. Be blessed.